Milo's Money Days are here, and we're making it rain for rewards members. For the first time ever, when you make a purchase of $200 or more through July 12th, you'll get up to $30 back in extra Milo's money. Not a member yet? Join for free today, because members get more at Lowe's. Milo's Money Award varies based on status. Members in gold get 30, silver get 20, and bronze get 10. Milo's Money valid for 30 days. Restrictions and more terms at Lowe's.com/Milo's Money Days.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Save big money in your next painting project now at Menards. From your kitchen and bath to doors and trim and even your ceilings, Dutch Boy has the perfect finish for your painting projects. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is a tough paint and primer that provides great scrub resistance and durability. Save big on Dutch Boy paints. Plus, view our weekly flyer on Menards.com and get your painting project started today.
Save big money at Menards.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Can you ever make a truce with a spirit, a ghost that's in your house? Move into a home, find it's haunted, and it starts to get a little disturbing. It starts to get just flat out disturbing. You need some peace. You need some sanity. You just need living life. Being active in the house, not necessarily the afterlife. Is there ever a way to truly eradicate or calm it down? Just simply asking, is that the solution? Having things around, salt, smudge sticks, and things of that nature, will that be the cure for the house that's haunted? In our next story, we hear about another couple that moves into what would be a fixer-upper and discovers very quickly there's already someone or something there, or many things there, that may not be so keen on changing the house around. Take a listen. Our stately brick house is a landmark in our area, having been built in 1951 at a busy intersection along a boulevard. In June of 2003, we were surprised to see a real estate sign on the lawn and stopped to look just before noon on a Saturday. We found the entry door within the enclosed back porch open. The door's window panes had been broken out and unlocked. We entered, noticing that the refrigerator was gone, but all its contents had been placed on countertops and in the sink. Imagine sausage, eggs, milk, ice cream, and a fridge full of other perishable items left to rot for months. I honestly believe that the refrigerator was used to remove one or more bodies. Many of the furnishings remained, clothes and closets, used towels dropped on the bathroom floor, toiletries, a bathtub full of children's bath toys, and a nebulizer, an electronic medical device used by asthmatic individuals, was left in the dining room. The door to the child's bedroom oddly had been replaced with an aluminum storm door, which had been violently wrenched up from the bottom for someone to gain entry from the hall side. The door jamb to the master bedroom had been burst through. The hardwood floors were honey-colored, but someone had sloppily used a mop and a 5-gallon bucket of Formby's dark wood stain and sealant found on the attic staircase to cover the floors. It was obvious that someone had left in a hurry and likely unwillingly. Regardless of all that, the house was extremely spacious, 4 bedrooms, 4.5 baths, well constructed, and radiated a feeling of peace. My husband and I had to find out more, so I called the realtor. I described what we had found, and she said that could not possibly be the case since she knew the sellers personally and that they had a maid service weekly. Our assessment was that there had never been a maid service used there. We contacted another realtor to place a bid on the house, but the sellers could not be found. Their mail was delivered here for years. The house went into foreclosure and we were able to purchase it in December of 2003. During those months, I would pass the house frequently in the evenings and see lights on in different parts of the house. So I thought someone was cleaning it out. However, when we took possession, no cleanup had been done, and everything we found that first day months ago remained unchanged. Me, my husband, our kids, and my sister and her husband worked feverishly in the house day and night for weeks to get it into a livable state to move in, including painting every room and standing and resealing the stained, damaged hardwood floors. During that period, tools would go missing, but we thought we had just been absent-minded and misplaced them. Otherwise, there were no unusual things going on, even when we were alone working late at night. My husband and I spent the first night in the house alone with our teenage kids planning to move in the next day. About 1 a.m., an electric can opener that I had brought from our former house and placed on the kitchen counter began to run on its own. I went to the kitchen and stood and watched it run with no one pressing down on the lever. I unplugged it and it stopped. The following morning, we got up at 6 a.m. and my husband left for work at 6:30 a.m. It was cold in the house. I went into one of the bathrooms and found that the entire window, top and bottom, glass and frame, had been laid intact in the lawn about 6 feet from the house. I thought it was a bizarre prank. As days went by, neighbors stopped by, each eager to tell me that the original owner, builder of the house, had committed suicide. I did not ask any questions, preferring to believe that he did not commit suicide in the house. I did not mention this to my husband or children. More and more oddities began to happen. When I would get out of the shower, an extraordinarily strong testosterone odor would overwhelm the room. I watched as a full bottle of ketchup sitting upright on the countertop slowly was laid onto its side by an invisible hand. Silk flowers were removed from a floral arrangement and tossed onto the floor. When I was in the house alone, I saw a tall man in a checked black and white shirt and short dark hair walked through the kitchen as a reflection in the mirror I was looking at. One of my white blouses in my closet looked like it had been used to clean up oil in the garage. I replaced a wooden house number sign that likely had been made in a high school wood shop with a fancier sign. The original owners, John and Ava, had a teenage son, Sheldon, when they moved into the house. Their son had likely made the sign at school. That afternoon, a lotus bowl that my daughter had given me had been removed from shelving and smashed onto the floor. I realized then that I had to be careful about what was replaced. We've since placed items that we have replaced into the attic rather than placing them in the trash. That has worked very well. On going to bed on many nights, I've been poked in the eye by what seems to be a small finger or touched by invisible hair dangling into my face. The previous owners who had vanished were a couple with a 6-year-old son. For 4 months, my husband and I would only discuss the strange things that were happening with our co-workers and not each other or the kids. The kids and their friends who visited the house were all aware of the spirit activity. We then began to share information freely between ourselves, but these discussions have never been held inside the house or within proximity to the house. One evening, I was out on the lawn and began to talk with a 90-year-old next-door neighbor who asked me in a strong southern drawl, "Honey, have you found the bullet hole in the wall?" I figured out quickly where the suicide had occurred. As the story goes, John owned the local newspaper routes and became very wealthy. He was on the board of the local bank, and when someone would be turned down for a loan, he would personally loan the individual the money. His lawn was meticulously kept. In her later years, Ava had a heart attack and died after a vigorous game of bridge. As John's health failed, his grandson and his wife, who was a nurse, moved into care for John along with their 2 children and 2 large dogs. The dogs chewed on the windowsills, etc., and having others in the house distressed him to the point that he shot himself. Lying in bed one morning, I saw sparks along what seemed to be an invisible electrified wire about 3.5 feet off the floor. Went from the one bedroom corner across the room. On another day, what appeared to be an old woman flew directly at me from the doorway of the bedroom to where I was sitting on the side of the bed. My husband was being visited by a young version of John repeatedly in dreams. My husband wanted to paint the interior of the garage, which was janitorial gray. He insisted that it had to be a specific creamy yellow color. He had never shown any interest in yellow in all the years I had been married to him. We began that project one weekend. Nearing the end of painting, he saw that a piece of ceiling molding needed to be better secured. When he took it down, he found it had originally been painted the same creamy yellow color. We both stood in the garage and cried, realizing that we no longer were making decisions about the house. In June of that first year, there was an early morning rainstorm. When I was leaving the house to go to work, I noticed there was a man's wet footprints going from the door to the patio, to the door to the driveway. The backyard gate was locked, and someone would have had to walk through the grass to get their feet wet enough to make these tracks. Later that same day, my husband found that 2 feet of water had flooded the entire basement. It was an awful mess. We called a plumbing company, but their techs could find no reason for that amount of water to flood the basement. The water was pumped out and the mess was cleaned up, and there certainly was no evidence that a flood had occurred in the basement before we moved in. During the 10 months, it was not occupied, nor in all the years since. Although the wet footprints and wet basement are not connected by logic, still those two things have always been connected in my mind. We had a young friend in college living with us whose family had moved out of the area, who had gotten a poodle puppy. Late one night, my husband and I went to bed. Our youngest daughter was at high school debate that evening and planned to drive home after the event. We had been in bed for about 5 minutes when we both heard a loud, anguished woman scream inside the house as if she had just discovered the worst possible scene. I jumped out of bed and ran to Casey's room thinking that something had happened to her little dog. Both Casey and the puppy were fine. My husband ran outside and completely around the house, trying to find the source of the scream. But there was nothing. We found our daughter's cell phone, and she was fine. Reflecting on that scream, I thought back to the damage we had seen to the bedroom door that first day we entered the house. On a lighter note, one evening after work, I planned to work on an upholstery project. I laid the fabric on the floor along with a pair of scissors, then went to change into some old jeans. When I got back to the fabric, the scissors were gone. I looked everywhere. I decided I'd have to go buy some scissors, changed into more presentable jeans, and went to a nearby store. As I walked into the house, I placed the new scissors on top of the fabric, then went to the bedroom to change into old jeans again. When I returned, both sets of scissors were laid next to one another, handles facing opposite directions on the fabric. One evening, I needed to complete an online educational module to start a new job at the hospital. I was in the room in the house set up as an office at the time. In the hallway just outside the office, my two small dogs were being tormented by an invisible person who was lunging at them repeatedly. The dogs had moved up and down the hallway, barking in response. I'd been cautioned not to talk directly to the house spirits, but I needed to get the online module completed. So I explained in a very stern voice that the shenanigans had to stop right away and why. The activity immediately stopped. Cassie, the college student mentioned earlier, awoke one morning to find marks on her legs and body that appeared like a man's hands, using a great deal of force, and had bruised her. This was an obvious escalation. She moved out soon after. No one else has been physically harmed by spirit activity here to our knowledge. I can say now that looking back, it has been a very unusual place to live. I do think that back at the beginning, there was a concerted effort to get us to leave. The dogs still are triggered from time to time, stuff like barking at a wall and other strange things still happening, but nothing that is profoundly disturbing. We've sought out various remedies, so have since always kept salt in jars throughout the house to distribute into the corners from time to time. We've asked the spirits to move on, promising to take good care of the house. We've done some smudging, etc. We've come to a workable solution. Though taking into consideration and respecting John's love for the house and lawn, I've become an avid groundskeeper. We still love the house, but no, we are merely caretakers. After 17 years here, there are still occurrences that indicate active spirits, though much less frequently. It's a sort of truce, I guess. May and June are the months that something is more likely to happen each year. I'm sure you'll find it amusing that my listening to your podcast, The Grave Talks, get things stirred up quite a bit. I've been noticing things breaking during listening to those episodes. 2 weeks ago, though, I was working on a quilt I was finishing, and a box of quilt binding clips was thrown across the room and the contents scattered across the floor during the program. I was home alone at the time and watched it happen. The box was sitting no more than 2 feet from when it was launched. After that, I've had to take a break from the podcast, Real Ghost Stories, and Dark Side of Wikipedia, and have the full effect, thankfully. Just that one. All the best to you and yours, Carla.
This is Real Ghost Stories on online.
Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free. Ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boost and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boost and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.